With a look at closing markets on the Red River Farm Network, I'm Kara Hart. Grain and livestock markets closed mixed this afternoon. Progressive Ag Marketing market analyst Brian Strawman reflects on the grain market close.
You look at the crop conditions for corn, and they did go down 1%, and you've got some smaller production estimates being talked about for Brazil, and that's offering some support to the corn market. Soybeans showing some small gains. The crop condition ratings, again, coming in at 75%, good to excellent. But the market's still looking for more news on trade negotiations with China, and we'll see how that plays out as we move forward. The wheat complex having a decent day. The winter wheat crop condition ratings went down 1%. The spring wheat conditions were strong at 70%, good to excellent. But there's continued talk with weather issues in Australia and Russia and in the southwestern plains here in the U.S.
Brahman says it was a choppy day early for the live cattle.
But some money started to flow back into that market, and we traded sharply higher into the afternoon. It looks like the packers are showing some interest here early in the week to be buying some cattle, which is usually toward the end of the week that they're looking for that. So that has traders thinking that, you know, they're possibly short bought. The futures are at a discount to the cash, and that's certainly supporting, especially that front month. The feeders following the direction of the live cattle, in addition to a stronger cash market this week after being lower over the last month, and the recent break in the corn market offering some support.
And the lean hogs being influenced by Mexico's pork tariffs. At the close in the grain markets, July Minneapolis wheat up 3.75 at 5.97. July Chicago wheat up 4.75 at 5.10. July Kansas City wheat up 7.5. July corn closed up 3 at 3.83 3/4. December corn up 2.75 at 4.04. July beans down 0.5 at 10.01 1/4. November beans up 1 at 10.20 1/2. In livestock markets at the close, August live cattle up $1.60 at 104.05. August feeder cattle up $1.27 at 146.12. July lean hogs down 90 cents. This is the Red River Farm Network.